Back in November, the Michigan legislature passed legislation that opponents said strips away local control of wind and solar operations, gives the power to the bureaucrats, basically, the State Public Service Commission. We talked about this a month or so ago when they first kicked off the petition drive to try to reverse this action, and we're checking back in with one of the local petition folks trying to put together enough signatures to get this on the ballot, Pam Reed from Branch County. And the group's called Citizens for Local Choice. Pam, why did you jump into this? And for you, what do you see as kind of the essential piece of this and why this legislation should be reversed by a vote of the people?
Well, Cam, that's a big question. Thank you for having me, first of all. It's nice to chat with you. It's been a few years, and the reason that I jumped into this is because we had put together the Concerned Citizens of Branch County back in 2018, 2019. We worked in our community to fend off DTE at the time and the wind turbine project that they wanted to site in Branch County. So regrettably, that's a something I have some experience in when we dealt with them. And I'm grateful, however, that this time it's a little different because this is not neighbor trying, this is not DTE trying to pit neighbor against neighbor. It's a very different issue because we have an overwhelming majority of folks that were polled by the MTA, Michigan Township Association, overwhelmingly say this is a really bad idea. So it was it's a very different fight. Almost 90% of voters across the party lines say this is not a good idea. We do not support this legislation. So I felt I didn't have much choice to get involved when a governor sells out her party is essentially what has happened. We need to get involved because otherwise we will have Lansing deciding what is best for each community. And as you mentioned, it's not anyone in Lansing that is elected. It's a three-person panel of bureaucrats that are appointed by the governor that will be overseeing how wind, solar, and battery facilities are being sited in our state. And to me, that is it's disturbing, and it needs to get righted. And I think it will, but we need to just get people aware of what's happening.
Well, obviously, when they put that through, they said that it was to have more consistency statewide, that some of these big projects wouldn't be able to be stopped by just a handful of people in some local communities to try to get this done. How do you answer that?
I say hogwash. Michigan is already number one in the Midwest for renewable energy development, and that happened under local siting. We have nearly twice as much wind capacity in Michigan as Ohio and Wisconsin combined, and those two states have state-controlled siting. So that's just simply something that those folks say can, because it's untrue.
Obviously, looking to get this on the ballot for folks to vote on, kind of a big task for this. You got to raise about over 500,000 signatures. If you get it done by the end of May, you try to get it on the November ballot, right?
Correct. The minimum amount of valid signatures is somewhere in the ballpark of 350,000, because this is all a grassroots effort, volunteer-based drive. We're shooting for 500,000 because we anticipate that some of those, folks sometimes are in a rush. Maybe don't read what they're supposed to put down on when they sign things. So we want to make sure that we are giving Lansing and the Board of Canvassers enough signatures so that if some of those are thrown out because they weren't filled out correctly, that we have room for that. Mm-hmm. But yes, that is correct.
I know you're going around to a number of service clubs and making presentations and talking to people about this. The website is micitizenschoice.org for this, but are there local spots where you're going around to try to collect these petition signatures?
That's a great question. We will be posting some things on the Concerned Citizens of Branch County page if we are able to put together petition drive, per se. There is a statewide kind of push for May 7th, Super Tuesday, to have folks out here in Branch County. We don't really have anyone going to the polls except I think it's California Township. But we hope to do that. We have a lot of dedicated folks that understand the severity of this issue, that have been already out knocking on doors, letting friends and neighbors know, because a lot of folks don't know. And just creating awareness is half of the battle here. But I think we're going to get there. It's just we need people to be aware and find out what's going on and then sign a petition so that the voters can let Lansing know that we are not okay with this.
Yeah, well, you know, as you said, it's really a broad coalition of people, really both sides of the party and all walks of life that seem to say, yeah, maybe not. Let's put the brakes on this and change this. So we'll keep up to date on that. Again, if you get all the signatures by May 29th, then it would actually be on the ballot in November of 2024 for the rest of us to vote on. Good luck with the petition drive effort. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks for having me, Ken. Have a great day.
Pam Reed working with Citizens for Local Choice to get that ballot initiative in November, and that would roll back what the legislature did back in November 2023 as far as siting for projects here in Michigan.